This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
And there is strong support for a Westchester coach who's been reassigned under a cloud of suspicion. Live to New Rochelle for the details on this story. Here's WCBS 880's Sean Adams. Sean.
Yeah, parents are upset about this one in New Rochelle 2 days before a playoff game. Veteran high school football coach Lou DiRienzo has been sidelined, reassigned, because of an investigation involving a student. At a meeting with the community, the new school superintendent, Laura Fajo, she couldn't get into specifics, but she did defend her decision.
The information we have at the time matters, and that's how we make our decisions on the details of particular incidents.
Coach DiRienzo isn't commenting about the alleged incident. There are reports he helped a student who was a distant relation avoid getting into trouble here at school. Coming to Coach D's defense, New Rochelle alum and former NFL running back Ray Rice.
It's a public humiliation.
Right, right.
There's worse things going on than what happened.
The school board stands by the superintendent, who's been on the job for 2 weeks. The Journal News reports the teachers' union wants her to resign. The New Rochelle Huguenots, they are number two in the state right now. Live at New Rochelle High School, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Kind of a mess at Penn Station. The closed signs are going up at shops there as a major overhaul of the Long Island Railroad concourse is underway. Let's go live about that story now to Marla Diamond. Marla?
And Wayne, a lot of the LIRR concourse is now boarded up, and by April, all of the shops between 7th and 8th Avenues will be shut to widen the concourse and connect it to the new Moynihan Station. Commuter Star Asia Talaferro says she'll miss Starbucks, Shake Shack, and Magnolia Bakery.
You're inconveniencing us. You're raising the fares of everything. So what do we get back except for a headache and a cranky morning going into work?
Others were not as bothered. Beverly, a retiree who commuted into Manhattan from Long Island for 25 years, says the place desperately needs a facelift.
We did it at Grand Central, and it's really fine now. So as long as the trains run on time and the people can catch the trains, I think that's the most important thing.
The two-year construction is part of a $1.6 billion overhaul at Penn that will bring wider concourses and light to the darkened train station. And we are live at Penn Station. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Marla, talks between the MTA and the Transport Workers Union has broken down. 3 days of talks went nowhere. The union says the MTA has presented a new set of demands that are substantially worse than the insulting package they presented 3 months ago, in the words of the union. The MTA says the union's making a tense situation worse. And they mixed it up at the board meeting yesterday, and WCBS reporter Peter Haskell was there at the MTA.
The move is described as a way to be fiscally responsible. Take fare and toll revenue and put it into the capital plan instead of the operating budget. Board member John Samuelson says, wait a minute. He heads the Transit Workers International.
We're bargaining a contract right now, and we're being told you have no operating money, but yet you take in tens of millions of dollars, wage points worth of operating money that could be used to settle our agreements.
MTA Chairman and CEO Pat Foy says this makes perfect sense.
Putting money into capital ultimately helps reduce operating costs.
The union's contract expired in May. At MTA headquarters, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Craig Allen, a beautiful morning, and it's going to warm up nicely today.
It will get up to around 50 degrees for this afternoon, and it's been a while. Been a good 3 days of below average temperatures. Now, actually, 50 is just a touch below average also, but it'll feel so much better. It doesn't last long, though. 25 to 30 overnight, 20 to 25 inland as the wind picks up, and the wind chill drops down into the teens at times. Saturday, mainly sunny. It is windy and cold. Tomorrow's high only 35 to 40, 10 to 15 degrees lower than today. And Sunday becoming cloudy and windy with a little bit of rain possible towards the evening or Sunday night. And just a kind of a raw 40 to 45 on Sunday. In the suburbs, in the northern and western suburbs this morning, starting out in the 20s once again. But it's 37 here in the city, 30s along the coast. Southwest breeze at 3 should warm us up today to around 50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.